Well, well, well. Hi, everybody. We're back. After a little break, we are back. We designed this specifically so we would be back on Solar Eclipse Day and Rex Manning Day and all the things. We're back, everybody.
It's a big day.
It's a big, big day. There's so much going on. It's like overwhelmed. I am overwhelmed with the amount of stuff that's happening today and on the show.
The world is either going to be a magnificent day or the world will see a terrible day. There's no in between.
I mean, we got earthquakes here in New York and New Jersey. Solar eclipses. And by the way, I just want to say it's amazing that the solar eclipse is happening on Rex Manning Day. So happy Rex Manning Day, everybody.
Look at that face.
I don't know if everybody knows what Rex Manning Day is, but we'll go into it. You know what Rex Manning Day is, right? Do you know what Rex Manning Day is?
I don't know. Like, I've heard of it, but I don't know if I know what it is.
Oh, okay. So we're going to...
Maybe. Little
education time.
Yes.
It's going to be some story time later on in the show.
Lots of stories.
Yeah. So welcome, everybody, to Song Swap Showdown. We're so happy you could join us here today on End of the World Day. No, not really. It's not really the end of the world.
Come Maybe. On, everybody. We don't know.
Did everybody get their glasses, by the way?
Heck yeah,
I got mine.
I got mine from the library.
I can't put them on over my headphones.
You know, I went into my local library because, again, they had them free. And I was like, where are them free sunglasses?
where are those free eclipse glasses?
And she had to have them behind the counter because I think so many people were taking them. So it's one per family.
Taking them and selling them for like $20.
Exactly. Where are them free sunglasses?
I remember the last eclipse, like there was like a shortage of those glasses. They were hard to get.
And we weren't even like our particular area wasn't even in like the path of totality where locally everyone knows I'm in southeastern Michigan here. And if you didn't, now you do. I am in a really good path. For almost like
you are
totality.
You are. When I saw the map, I go, ooh, Amanda's gonna see a show.
I am. So I'm excited.
It's gonna
I'm
be
like a
fun.
Little kid.
I'm excited too. I know some people are really poo-pooing it, but I'm excited for it. I mean, where I am in Jersey, and I have to travel down to the shore today for a conference I'm gonna be at. Hmm. But I think we're gonna get about 80%. Totality. So still cool.
Really, really cool. But the last one we had here, however many years ago, it was
2012 or something like that.
I'm not sure the totality of it, but I mean, it got pretty dark. I mean, it was really cool, but I think it's going to get like dark today.
Yeah, it's going to be like literally like, I think about 4 minutes of darkness. That's crazy.
That is really, really crazy. Think of all of like before the human beings who were on this planet understood it.
They stare at the sun.
Well, they thought it was probably what the heck is happening?
Most of them thought it was an omen of something terrible was going to happen.
It would make sense that their thought process would go there. But now that we know more, we can just get the glasses and enjoy it.
Yes, we could just get modern technology has afforded us paper glasses with a tint on it.
That you literally, I question if I'm even going to be able to see the eclipse.
No, you will be able to see the sun. Believe me, it's the sun. So we're like shot out of a cannon because we took one week off and Amanda and I are acting like it's like day one of our show right now. So welcome everybody once again to Song Swap Showdown, where we are really happy that you could join us here today. We're psyched to be back here on our live. If this is your first time checking out Song Swap Showdown, well, how the show typically works is Amanda and I each swap three songs with each other that we don't think the others heard before. And then we rate those songs on a scale of 1 to 5 records, with 1 being a pass, a hard pass, dumpster fire, hot trash. Some people might say, you know, definitely a pass though. It's a skip. It's like an instant skip, not even a 30 second. It's like you hear the first note, skip. That's a number one. That's a 1 record song.
You get out of your comfortable chair or bed to skip it. Like, yeah, that's how serious it is.
That's how serious it is. Exactly. Very, very well said. All the way up to 5 records, which is... That's right. Heavenly music to our ears. Going on our eternity playlist. That's right. The song you listen to forever and ever, and you just won't get sick of it. That's a 5 record song. A 5 record song.
5 records. We've been generous with our 5 records. Yeah. We really have.
What's rarer, a solar eclipse or 5 records?
definitely a solar eclipse, ideally. Yeah.
I feel like we've been very generous with five records lately.
We have. And this is, I think, the key. I've been doing some thinking about that. One, we've both expanded our musical interests from doing this show. But we're at season four, everyone.
Yeah.
We know each other's music preferences. And if we're really going for the win, we've gotten good where we can throw in like a slam dunk here and there.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like we've really, like, we get to rig the system a little bit, and I'm not sad about it.
No, I'm not sad about it either. I'm not sad. Sometimes we stack. Sometimes we play the judge. We stack the deck a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So you may wonder, though, how do we choose the themes for the songs? So, you know, normally we spin a wheel of themes at the end of every single episode, which then determines the theme for the following week's episode, and then we picked songs against that theme. However, we took a break, and then we were like, listen, it's Eclipse Day. Like, it's a layup, man. A layup. So it's either songs about eclipses or doomsday songs. Whichever way you want to go with it, because the suggestions we got on our Facebook page were great. By the way, our community, you guys are just awesome. You guys put the best song suggestions in there. So it was really hard because I for one, definitely put a song suggestion in mind from the community. And there were some really, really good ones. If you guys are looking for like a playlist, a good, I was going to say apocalypse playlist or solar eclipse playlist, like just head over to our Facebook page because there is a lot of good suggestions. And also our community too, our Facebook group, which you can get to by using the links in our notes here or scanning our QR code on the screen, as well as our Patreon, by the way. I just want to take a quick second to talk about Patreon before we dive into the show. So listen, our Patreon account, we actually had it a while ago. We put it to rest for a little bit. We put it on pause and we brought it back. And I'll tell you, we are having a great time. We're putting a lot of excellent content in there, just exclusive content, stuff that sometimes we can't do here on YouTube. Sometimes we put it up on YouTube, it gets flagged. So it goes into our Patreon account and becomes exclusive. Plus, we've been creating extra song reviews, music reaction videos in there, some chats, polls. Also, I now trying to live stream into that Patreon account too, at least like once a week. I did a whole new Music Friday this past Friday. So listen, lots of great stuff to dig into on there. So you could join our Patreon for literally as low as $1. And guess what? You can also try it out for free for 7 days. All right. So if you like what we're doing here and you want to show your support for the show, literally for $1, you could join our Patreon account, which once again, you could get using the show notes, the link here or wherever. And then if you're watching us, the QR code on the top of the screen, if you scan that, that'll take you. You could join our Patreon account. Try it for free. See if you dig it. If not, that's fine. Or you can give us a dollar or more. You don't have to. You can give us more than a dollar, but you know.
Yeah, we're very happy with the dollars. But yes, let there be no confusion. Those $5 bills look good too.
They most certainly, certainly do. So, all right, listen, let's get into the show.
Let's do it.
Everybody wants to hear about our music choices, I think. I know sometimes people watch the show and they're like, wait, you guys didn't hear the whole song. No, we've listened to these songs over and over again. We just play like literally 30 to 60 seconds of the song here on the show because otherwise, you know, we can't play the entire version. And quite frankly, if we do, we're going to get dumped. So that's not what we want to do because we found that YouTube will cancel the stream. Facebook will cancel the stream. So we don't want that to happen. So we try to keep it at 30 to 60 seconds max so we can, you know, make sure the stream continues to go. So that's just a little disclaimer. All right. So let's start off with a song that we didn't swap with each other on purpose because it's such a, I mean, it's literally like the layup of all Eclipse songs, right? I mean,
it could be the title of the show.
I mean, for real. So, I mean, I don't even know if I got to play any of it, but I guess I'll play a little, right?
I mean, yeah, why not?
Yeah, okay.
Why
not? Here, let me play.
Let's do a little. Every now and then I get a little bit
tired of listening to the sound of my tears. I mean, come on.
I mean, every now and then I get a little bit nervous. Talk about, I want that hair.
You do want that hair.
Every now and then I get a little
bit terrified. That 80s hair there. See the look in your eyes. Is this a belter of a song or what? This is so dramatic. It's great.
It is.
Lighters in the air, everybody. Wait. I want to know how many streams has this song had? So 726 million streams. All right, before we get dumped.
I can't be in a car and hear that and not go a little batshit crazy. I said that's a chatty word. Oh,
whoa! It's the first time I've heard you drop an S-bomb ever in my life.
Total Eclipse of the Heart brought it up.
Holy God. Wait, everybody, hold on.
I said it.
Hold on. I can't wait to pull that as a clip, by the way. I have never, in the 4 years that you and I have been doing this show, including our conversations.
Outside. I know.
Outside. You have never, ever.
I know.
You usually censor yourself. You usually, like, you'll do the poop emoji or you'll, like.
Yeah, S-H-I-T, crazy. Like, yes. I usually spell it.
Wow.
I said it.
Total Eclipse of the Heart. See, this is why it's a special day today, guys. The eclipse is even making Amanda remove her self-censorship.
And you know, all I can think of is...
Guys, mark the date, everybody. On April 8th, Eclipse Day at around 8:30-ish a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Amanda... cursed on the air.
I sure did.
He goes, I reckon Marcus has heard it before.
I'm not gonna lie. Ian, you are correct. Ian with his truth bombs today.
Yeah, Ian's just he's up and he's ready to go. He's awake.
In what show or movie is it where they changed the lyrics to, like, I effing need you tonight? Like, aren't they in a car?
Oh yeah, that was like that was not Wedding. Was it Wedding Crashers?
It could or have been.
It was, the band is playing. And they're like, wait, what? Like, that's a great scene. I would play that too, but I know that if I play that, we're immediately getting dumped.
Is Adam Sandler singing it?
Like, no, it wasn't Adam Sandler. It was like that wedding band that they were in Wedding Crashers, but I don't know if that was the movie that they were doing that in. I'm trying to nuts. Was it Step Brothers? But I know exactly what you're talking about. And yeah, he's like, wait. And they're like, he's just doing it. He's like, nobody else seems to notice it except like what?
But you feel it. That song affords the ability.
It brings it out.
Like, yeah, do that. And interesting story about this song. Ninth grade cheerleader camp.
Story time. Amanda Sharp, story time.
This is what everyone comes for. I know. But they did this scene to this song. It was like a little play to this song. And it was about like not doing drugs. And I mean, the girls were bawling. I was like,
what?
They were bawling their eyes out. I'm like, this is a love song. You ain't going to bring me down with drug talk.
No drug talk.
Everyone around me was like crying their eyeballs out. I mean, yeah, it was a powerful scene up there on the stage.
Oh my gosh.
For me, I'm like, these girls are weak.
These girls are completely weak. Come on, keep it together.
Keep it together, ladies. Come on. I mean, I think that says probably more about me than them, but.
Might.
I think it does. So I can't, like, every time I also hear that song, I also think about that time. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
There's amazing. Two different people in this world.
There are. There really are. There are two different kinds of people in this world. Real quick too. I want, because we're talking about this song, Dave Mattingly had shared this on our Facebook page. I thought this was really funny to share. David. So he's got the full chart here for a better understanding of Total Eclipse of the Heart.
He's so great.
At the points where you're supposed to, like, you know, basically it goes turn around, bright eyes, every now and then. And it shows the croon and belt. Singular line here of when you're supposed to croon and belt the different parts of Total Eclipse of the Heart. I thought this is hilarious. It's a very helpful visual guide. Thank you, Dave, for posting this. A very helpful visual guide on how to properly croon and belt at the parts in Total Eclipse of the Heart. So it's that is on our Facebook page, by the way. It's fantastic. Thank you, Dave, for sharing that. So good.
All right. Let's see. Where do we rate that song?
Where are we rating Bonnie Tyler's Total Eclipse of the Heart? I mean, literally, it's like when we put this out, Total Eclipse of the Heart. This song was number one, by the way.
It should have been.
Yeah, a little bit of background on it, just so everybody, you know, in case you never thought of it. Total Eclipse of the Heart is written and produced by Jim Steinman. So if you guys aren't familiar with Jim Steinman was also the person who co-wrote the entire Meatloaf Bat Out of Hell record. So if you know Bat Out of Hell and that record, you could see where Total Eclipse of the Heart, you know, and I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. He wrote that too.
That's a good song.
Yeah, he wrote all of Meatloaf's hits. Paradise by Dashboard Life, 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad. So she was best known at the time, Bonnie Raitt, for her 1977 hit, It's a Heartache. Although Jim Steinman thought her distinctive raspy voice was a perfect vessel for Total Eclipse of the Heart.
That's a good song too.
Yeah. So... just a little bit. And this was released in 1983, and it was number one in the UK and number one in the United States of America.
As it should be.
Okay, so where do we rate? Okay. First of all, does it hold up? Yes.
I think so.
It absolutely holds up. I mean, you can tell. I mean, right away we posted it, and it was like, Total Eclipse of the Heart. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this is why it wasn't on our playlist, but we're like, we have to start the show out because we want to address it. It was requested. And listen, our community, you know, you guys are great, so we're not gonna deny you guys the song.
That's right. This is right.
Right. So where do we rate Total Eclipse of the Heart on a scale of 1 to 5 records, with 1 being trash, skip it, all the way up to 5, which is heavily music to ears, which means we will play this over and over again and never get sick of it. I imagine this is a karaoke go-to for you.
You know, I've never belted this one on karaoke. I just have some other, you know, favorites that you only get so many songs because there's a rotation of people who have to do it. Right. Can't just be like an Amanda concert. But if it was an Amanda concert, this would be on the list.
It would be on the set list. It'd be in the set list.
Absolutely. So if you had to choose like a 12 song lineup because you had to do some sort of concert, could you do it?
No. This song, can I sing this song? No.
Like, not with this song in
particular. Oh, would I do it? No, I wouldn't. I don't think I'd play this in concert. So listen, it's a really good song. It's a really good song. It's a fun song. Everybody sings along to it. Can I listen to it over and over again for eternity? No. No. But it's a really huge song. It's well written. It's super. Mm-hmm. It's well produced. It's obviously stood the test of time. Mm-hmm. So that has to speak a lot. I don't think I could listen to it for an eternity, but it's pretty near close to be a perfect song. I am going to give it just shy of that because I just couldn't listen to it for eternity. I will give it a 4.8.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
4.8 records because I do enjoy the song. I just don't know if I could listen to it on repeat. I don't know if it would make an eternity. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I do.
But it's an awesome song. 4.8 records for me on Total Eclipse of the Heart.
And listen, I'm glad you like broke the ice there because I was like,
I'm breaking the ice. You were waiting. You're like, I hope Chris speaks. Yeah. So here it goes. Amanda Sharp.
Yes.
I don't have a drum roll.
That was excellent.
That was
it. I had similar thoughts where I go, I don't want it as a 5 record for eternity. Like, right. I enjoy it and I would have a good time listening to it a few times, just not over. So for that, I'm just going 1 down and giving it a 4.9. So we're right in the ballpark.
We're right in the pocket. All right. So there you go, everybody. Song Swap Showdown's official rating of Total Eclipse of the Heart by Bonnie Raitt, written by Jim Steinman. 4.8 records for me, 4.9 records for Amanda Sharp. Another thing that needs to be noted in the record on April 8th, 2024, the year of our Lord, 2024, at 8:37 a.m. That's our official rating. I know the world was waiting. This may make the news today. I'm not sure, you know.
And just for clarification, you do keep saying Bonnie Raitt.
Oh, it's Bonnie Tyler.
And it's Bonnie.
I don't like, Bonnie totally.
And so I let it totally slip because I really want the clips where people, like, you know how hateful they are. Like,
I'm gonna really get nasty. Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm gonna get. There's gonna be tons of hate on the. It's Bonnie Tyler, dummy.
So I really wanted to let it slide.
You guys don't know music. You can't even get the name right. You guys stink. Who would watch this channel anyway? You guys are horrible.
Right.
I can't wait for those comments.
If they saw the whole thing, though, they would know there was a correction. Right. And listen, you deal with all these artists and not mess up a name or two. Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, there's some. You was that mean?
Well, it's Alex. Who knows?
I'm like, I don't. How am I supposed to read that out loud? Like, oh, OMG, Bonnie Taylor. Yeah. You suck at it. Like, I don't like, or is it like, wow, you guys didn't even know the name? You suck.
No, I think what he's like probably doing is like making fun of the, no, not at all. He's making fun of the comments that we're going to get. Yes. That's what I get. He's like, yeah. He's not wrong. Yeah, Alex, thank you for leaving that comment. Alex is going to kick off the hate comments. Thank you, Alex. Guys, are the worst show on YouTube. Unsubscribe. Speaking of which,
a subscription that they never did.
Speaking of which, if you'd like to subscribe to our YouTube channel, please do that right now and hit the follow button and wherever you're listening to this and the little bell so you get notified. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. All right. We got a lot of music to get to, Amanda Sharp.
Gosh,
it's 23 minutes into the show.
Surprise.
Surprise. All right. Let's go through our first songs each to each other. All right.
All right.
So.
You start us off with my first song.
All right, this week, I'm going to start you off.
Yeah, I'm going to kick us off. Thoughts on this one?
All right, so I my thoughts on this one were I did not know who this person was. Okay, I had never heard of her before. So your first song to me is by Nikki Lane, and the song is called "Send the Sun" off of her album Highway Queen. Now, I had I'm going to tell you this really fast, quick. Story in the mind of Chris Vaglio.
Okay.
So when you sent me the song, right, immediately, it's on Spotify. So I go there and I was instantly intrigued by the album cover because I was like, oh, okay. I could tell from the album cover, this isn't going to be just a standard country song. And I was very, very surprised by this one. I really like this pick and it was a pleasant surprise to listen to this.
I had never heard the song or really? Heard her. Honestly.
I was going to ask you, where did you find Nick? Because I was really into this tune, man. I really liked it. I liked her sound. And you know, I'm kind of a sucker for like the vintage country.
Mm-hmm.
And she kind of puts a little rock in there. Like she really does a great callbacks and even the production, like everything about this, like really speaks to me. So You played the judge on this one, Amanda Sharp.
I did. So I did what any reasonable person does, goes to Spotify and types in songs about Eclipse, right? And just because I was trying to find the non-obvious ones.
Right, right.
That's, you know, everyone.
No, I agree. I mean, yeah, like, and you know, like what we just did.
Absolutely.
You know, the song by Bonnie Raitt. Just kidding.
And her song came up. And when I listened to it, I go, oh my gosh, Chris would really enjoy the sound of this.
Yeah.
And
I did.
And so, of course, as I listened to it more and more, I'm like, oh, I really dig her stuff. Like, I personally really liked it.
Yeah.
But I thought you would really enjoy it, as you indicated you have. So, yeah, I definitely did stack.
Yeah, I really did dig this song. And I just thought that it was great. I mean, the song itself is, and I was trying, because I was like, oh, man, the lyrics, I feel like can go either way. But how she says it is, she says, the song Send the Sun considers how the distance between partners can make you realize how much they mean to you. The one line, she says, don't let the darkness get you down. She sings, seemingly alluding to not growing distraught at the time away, because soon you'll be in each other's embrace again. And I thought that was really sweet, especially because, you know, I had to say sort of goodbye to my wife today because I'm not going to see her till Thursday. So it was a little, you know. She sounded so sad, and I'm like, oh, when you sound so sad, it makes me feel so much like more guilty for going away for a few days. And I'm not even going that far. It's just that it's just too much to drive back and forth every single night. But I really like the song. So let's do this. Let me play a bit of it. I did find a video. Hopefully we don't get dumped, but I thought that, you know, it would be good to sort of have a visual to this. Because I think it's worth it. I like this video too. It's like a almost plays out like a play.
And you wouldn't think that it's new.
Yeah, I know. I love the production of this. Darling, I swear I love you best. Like, this gives me so many vibes, man.
He makes me think of a country Katy Perry.
Yeah, but it's like kind of
like her hair.
Wanda Jackson, who I love. Don't let the darkness get All right, I'll stop it there so we don't get dumped. I keep just saying that, but just so we're. I hate when we lose the stream. I hate when I get like, guys, you lost the stream. So, but yeah, I'm telling you right now, go check out the song "Send the Sun," Nikki Lane. What, you know, the music video, we just played it, but it's on Spotify. I'm really into this, and I found some stuff about this that I thought was kind of cool, and it was on Spotify actually. So let me share that, because some little bit about Nikki Lane I thought was interesting when it came to this song. So she is what you would consider, like, basically according to her little bio on Spotify, singer-songwriter who mixes the honky-tonk atmosphere of vintage country with a clever bite of indie rock. Nikki Lane is a barroom siren whose music is tough, witty, bold, inhabiting Nashville archetypes while upending them at the same time. I love when people write these things in their bios. This is great. You can always tell it's written by a PR person. But she was from Greenville, South Carolina, and she relocated, of course, to Nashville. And I thought it was cool because on this record, in particular, she had Josh Homme from Queens of the Stone Age actually produce this record. And so it had a little bit more of a rock kind of a feel to it every since. So I am like 100% going to check out this full record. I'm into it. Like, I really dig this song. I love her sound. I definitely get like that old school vibes for sure. Like I said, Wanda Jackson, I hate to say it's, I don't know why, even though I don't think she sounds like Loretta Lynn, I thought it had Loretta Lynn kind of vibes and little Patsy Cline kind of, like, I don't know, it just brought me back to that that era, you know? And
yeah.
I dig it. Even some old Dolly stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, speaking of Dolly, she just did, her and Rob Halford from Judas Priest did a thing together on, and I've been trying to find a video of it. She was tickling his beard and everything. It was great.
The power of Dolly, like the way she can just fit into any genre.
Yeah, I agree, Dave. Maybe a dash Lucinda Williams, right? And Nico Case, I think, too. Nico Case, who I love, Nico Case. So listen, guys, where do I rate this song? I think this is a good song, Amanda. I am pleasantly surprised. I'm so glad you sent this to me. It's a good one. It's a good one. I'm gonna nestle it in. I just stole I stole your word.
Feel away.
So how many solar eclipses am I giving this one?
How many sunshines?
How many sunshines am I giving? Well, let me put my glasses on to give this rating, because, you know, so I can stare into the sun as I give it. I am going to give this song a solid 4.2 records. I would not skip the song. I will listen to this. It's already been added to multiple playlists. I'm going to listen to this full record. I could see myself definitely grooving to this. This is cool. Thank you. I do. I like this. I like this a lot. Good pick, Amanda Sharp. Playing a judge.
I did. The second I heard it. So I'm really happy you gave it a 4.2. I'll be honest. I don't even know if I would rate it that high.
I don't know. It grabbed me.
I dig it a lot, but I think it just is your style. So that
it is definitely my style.
Fit into the, you know, send this on.
Like I want to buy this. I'm already like, ooh, I want to see if there's a vinyl edition of this and order it. Like, I'm sure there is. Everybody does vinyl nowadays. But like, this is a good vinyl purchase.
So you know what is so fascinating is, who would have thought, you know, we always say like some things just become obsolete and go away. Vinyls have absolutely
100%. I love that vinyl's back.
Came back.
I mean, it's back for a while.
It has, but I feel like even Owen is like, he has his collection over here. Great. It's so much fun.
It's fantastic.
To see. And it's really cool because I feel like it bridges the gap between generations. You know, we can go to a record store and thumb through things together, and we both can find things that we enjoy. I just think, like, will cassette tapes come back? Probably
not. Cassette tapes are back.
They're making them?
Yep. Yeah, bands and artists are doing special cassette releases. I sold two totes full of cassettes. I'm talking about thousands of cassettes. I sold to this really, you know, this like younger person who, like, I put on Facebook Marketplace. She bought it when she was so over the moon. I was like, oh my God, thank God I'm selling this to somebody who actually can. She was like, me and my boyfriend, these are great. We do so much tape trading with people across the country. This is going to be awesome. I'm like,
how perfect.
You're welcome. Yeah, I was like so happy.
can appreciate it. So interesting.
Yeah.
So tapes, eh? Interesting. Yeah. Well, hey, yeah. I got a tape player. It's okay.
Yeah. Cassette tapes, you know, weren't a superior format, but definitely, I mean, geez, that was it. But I love LPs. I buy vinyl all the time, and I would buy this one on vinyl for sure. So Nikki Lane, guys, Send the Sun. Check it out. Obviously, it's on our playlist too, our Song Swap Showdown playlist, which you can get on Spotify to 2024. In the you can get that in the links below, or the QR code sends you right there. I like it. 4.2 records for me. Probably generous because I'm feeling it, and it's Eclipse Day and Rex Manning Day, but you know, I'm feeling
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. I love it.
All right.
I love it. Okay. So your first song to me was Stare at the Sun, which we are not advocating to do today.
Well, unless you've got glasses.
Unless you've got the glasses.
That's what the glasses are
the
for.
The ISO.
The glasses. ISO. You should not be able to see anything.
Nada.
Except for the sun.
Where are you at?
Yeah.
So is it by Thrice?
Yes.
Thrice.
Wow, this is two shows in a row. You got some names right.
I rewatched the clip that you did of me saying
Fugazi.
Fugazi, right?
The other band.
It was the pure satisfaction of being actually like correct in my face is so fun. So go
it
check
was amazing.
That out, you guys. Yeah. All right. So you know what is interesting about the song? I hadn't heard it before. Mm-hmm. And
I didn't think you would.
Started it to me had a very like 80s kind of element sound to it.
I can agree with that. Yeah.
Where I Googled because I was like, when did this get released? Because it really sounded 80s, and I was shocked to hear it was in the 2000s.
Yeah, this was in the 2000s, 2003.
Yeah,
off of the Artist in the Ambulance record, which is one of Thrice's. This was Thrice's biggest record, and this song was big back in the day. And I've always liked Thrice. Definitely got lumped into the. I hate to say it, but definitely got lumped into like sort of the. The emo rock kind of thing. But these guys were so much more than that. They really were a standout band for me because they were like I'm not gonna say real musicians, but these guys could play. I mean, they are really good songwriters. This record is an awesome record. I know for everybody out there who's definitely into that scene and all that, you guys all know what I'm talking about. But I really like the song. I think the song's got a lot of cool elements to it, and it wasn't recommended at all by anybody on our list. And hey, listen, it's not an apocalypse or eclipse song. Like, the lyrics aren't that, but I don't know. It's called Stare at the Sun. So I'm like, you know what? I'm putting it on.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, he says, you know, if you stare at the sun too long and all that, like, you know, it's exactly what we're advocating for.
Absolutely.
Should be called Don't Stare at the Sun, but with your glasses.
And this particular one, for whatever reason, I think it was because I was thrown off by the dates of release because of the sound, that it got me thinking, isn't it interesting how we evolve as listeners of music and how we come to find a new person and how that would have happened? Because when this song would have come out, you were kind of in a very, very structured lane of music that you enjoyed listening to.
Yeah, I would say in 2003 definitely was all about, like, I mean, I was still very much into the punk hardcore scene at this point, but I was also listening to like a ton of like Britpop and I mean, you know, my taste has always been eclectic, but I could probably say when this came out, I was pretty like, you know, into this lane for sure.
And so it's interesting how where like I myself, I feel like your lanes have evolved more and interchanged more than, because I was so country for so long. I mean, since a young kid to an adult with a lot of fun 80s, but 80s and country are so separate in my opinion.
They are.
And so like it was, and I'll even say like even in the 90s and the 2000s, I wasn't really listening to 80s stuff intentionally. If it came on the radio, I enjoyed it, of course, but it wasn't like I was seeking out, you know, Michael Jackson records or music specifically. I was buying the newer CDs of new country that was coming out, like, you know, the Chicks and stuff like
that. Right, the Chicks.
Yeah, the Chicks. So it just made me, it made me go, okay, what creates a new listener to a new artist? It just kind of, I don't know why this song did that, but it did. So
Stare
at the Sun by Thrice made my mind think a lot. But
made your mind think a lot.
There's not a lot to dislike about this song.
Okay.
But for me, there's not a ton to like love about this song where it would set it apart from some other songs. Like, I definitely wouldn't skip it.
Right. Okay. So not skippable.
No, but I won't put it on probably.
Unless it comes on our playlist.
Yeah, yeah, which it is nestled on.
Nestled, yes, it's nestled.
And if you guys aren't following our Spotify season 2024 playlist, you got to, because it's full of fun eclectic.
Right here.
Right here. Look at all that. Hours, my friends.
Hours. And this is just from the start of this year. So
yeah, we have a 2023 one, 2022 one. And I mean, these are amazing and full of hours. So if you got a barbecue coming up, throw these on.
Yes. You may skip, but that's okay. Yeah, we got it.
There'll be some conversation starters. Like, we can ensure you're going to have some conversations at your party about the playlist.
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. You're going to be like, what is this? Wait, how did I just go from the chicks to Kill Switch Engage? How did that just happen?
Very naturally, of course.
Yeah, very naturally, of course. Yeah. Are you want me to play some Stare at the Sun?
Yes. All right, yes, let's do it. Hit that play button.
I love the chorus in this song.
It's a good tune.
That's a good one, man. That's a catchy chorus.
It is a catchy song, like, but it's not going to be an earworm in my ear, though. You know, like, there's definitely a separation. I know.
I am intrigued by the fact that you said you don't hate it.
No, not at all.
You wouldn't skip it, but you wouldn't choose to play it. So I feel like we're in the in between here.
Yeah, you're in a very comfortable zone.
I'm in a comfortable zone. However, I do feel like with time. I feel Amanda maybe belting that out. I'm due for a miracle. I can feel
those words. So everyone, remember, right. Three is our average. Like, three is it's a good song.
It's a good song.
Excellent. So this guy, I'm going to put at a 3.2. So okay. It's still good.
All right, it's good. It's like average for you.
Yeah, like it doesn't evoke a lot of emotion in me.
Right, doesn't evoke a lot of emotion.
Yeah, the connection is lacking.
Okay.
Okay. Which is fair.
Very fair. Very fair. I'll take it. And listen, I knew it was a risk with the song, so I'm glad I didn't get a two.
No, not at all.
I think it's a really good song. So listen, guys, this should be on everybody's Eclipse playlist. So if right away, these first two songs should be on your playlist. So if you're doing an Eclipse party today, hopefully this playlist, the songs we're talking about here, will help you. And by the way, Europe's Final Countdown is not on our playlist. I just want to also put that out there too. That's made a lot. There's a lot. And I know Pink Floyd's Eclipse, which is, I know already recommended that one. Dave's, that's not on the list either. But, and I got to say something real quick about Pink Floyd's Eclipse,
okay,
right?
Tell me.
So love Eclipse. And have you heard Eclipse?
I have, yes.
Okay, so here's my thing with Eclipse being a standalone song. Okay. As a standalone song, I don't think it works very well. Because Dark Side of the Moon is sort of a complete concept record in that way. And it's I believe Brain Damage and Eclipse are kind of back to back. And that falls into Eclipse. And I feel like without the lead-in song, that song is, it's a good tune, but I feel like it needs the complete, like, lead-in and all that.
Interesting.
That's my call. I don't think it's a, I know people are going to come at me with that one.
So you're saying it's part of something, not right. A something on
right.
its own.
Because, because if you look, let me.
I mean, and I can neither agree nor disagree with you, because I'm not like a huge fan. I love Pink Floyd.
I love Pink Floyd.
But I can hear what you're saying.
But like, if you like, it goes from Brain Damage into Eclipse. So like, even when you listen to the song, I'm going to play a very quick clip of it because I got a feeling like.
Yeah, let's do it.
I got to. But like.
played Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Where did it just go? I'm dead. It just had it. You're dead.
I'm just dead. The comments are going to be so mean.
You think so?
Oh, I hope so.
I hope ratings. So. Yeah, see, my sister's checking in. She said, yeah, the two songs go together, which is why. So, like, here's how Eclipse starts. Like, you can hear it. Like, not, because it sounds like the end of a record. Like, and it's perfect. That's a perfect album ender. Like, it's all-time album ender, album closer. And all that you see,
all that you taste. I feel like they sound like the Beatles right there.
So, well, I mean, it's, you know, definitely. But I mean, the song before it, Brain Damage, leads into this. In which it won't, come on. Come on, Spotify. So even that, like, so all these songs kind of flow into each other. But if, and I love Brain Damage, but they really go back and back. But I mean, if you listen to the end of Brain Damage, like, it flows right into Eclipse. The lunatic is on the grass. Great tune, but like, even the, like, the little, like that's the end of Brain Damage. See? And then Eclipse. It's like listening to, like, you know, yeah, in the Beatles, when the Beatles, you know, like, she came in through the bathroom, went, like, all those songs, like, they all go, like, hand in hand with each other, you know? So, I'm just saying.
You know what?
Eclipse is a great song, great album closer, but I think it's a standalone song. I'm not sure it works on its own. That's my hot take, and I'm probably going to get a, you know.
I don't know. It sounds like some people agree with you.
Yeah. So, Ian, Pink Floyd Brain Damage is my second favorite song with the title behind the wave song of the same name. Yeah. Okay. After Dark Side of Moon, I recommend listening to Men Without Hats, Bright Side of the Sun. Yes.
Feel like every episode, Dave somehow puts in Men Without Hats recommendations.
I know. This is like his favorite band.
I love that. Is that one of your favorite bands?
It is one of his favorite bands. It is one of his favorite bands. He's talked to that. Yeah. So anyway, sorry, guys. I had to go because I know it's been, it was a very, out of Total Eclipse of the Heart, Eclipse was the other one that came up like big time.
Yes.
And one of the other songs, which is on my list, we're going to be talking about soon enough too. So just... which was on both of our lists, by the way, which was crazy because I did not expect that to be on your list either. So
for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Dave, I founded a fan club for Men Without Hats back in the 80s. There you go.
And I feel like as soon as you left that comment, it all came back to me, your love for them.
Yeah. And I do want to say, since Dave's leaving great comments and Ian's been leaving great comments, I do want to take this time to thank our official Patreon members, Mark Ronick, Dave Mattingly. I got Ian from Australia and Johnny Beyond in the back of the Cereal Box crew. Guys, thank you so much for your patronage of our Patreon. You too can join our Patreon. For as low as $1, try it for free. We have all kinds of cool levels, lots of great perks. We are putting content in there on a weekly basis. So please check out our Patreon. You can do that by using the QR code on the screen if you're watching the video version, or if you're listening to this on the go, or if you're watching on demand, there are links in the notes and description below, and you can get access to that. So check it out. I think you guys will like it. That's why we do the 7-day free trial thing, because, you know, gives you a chance to.
It does.
There's a lot of content to dive into there. And by the way, we are very active in there, and people make requests, and we try to oblige as much as possible. So there's actually so much in there now that I'm like, I don't even know if we'll even get to all this stuff in our lifetime. But please keep them coming. They are great.
Love it.
Love it.
I love it.
So, second songs, Amanda Sharp.
That's right.
Our number twos.
And my number two to you, I feel like, is just a good staple.
Yeah.
Good staple song.
This was a good staple, and obviously not something that I haven't not heard before, but it is a really cool song. So for everybody out there, and I think Amanda just wants to make sure that I get a rating on the record here for this song. I think that's really what this is all about. So this is her trying to bait me into, like, he's going to give a rating on this, and I'm going to see what everybody says. So we're talking about Van Morrison's Moondance.
There was no thought process.
No thought process behind that. Amanda's hoping there might be a hot take here, but I don't know if there is, because I'd be honest with you, Van Morrison Moondance, love this record. This record is really a fantastic record. I remember talking about cassette tapes. One of the first cars that I had was a blue Mercury Topaz, a 1986 Mercury Topaz, which didn't last very long because they wound up totaling it. But like, they didn't have a CD player in that car, but I had a cassette deck. And I, of course, I just talked about my thousands of cassettes that I recently departed with. And one of the cassettes I would listen to was I drove to school. This was like a great driving to school. Tape was Van Morrison's Moondance because, you know, just driving from the little commute from my house to school is like, you're on this like little, you know, you're on a little 2-lane highway and everybody knows here, Route 46. So I would go that way to school. And like, when I got to the parking lot where I would meet up with Fork Boy, we would like tailgate in the parking lot to his, but like my commute, I would have Van Morrison's Moondance on because it just put me in like a really good mood. It calmed me down. I wasn't yelling at, I was probably yelling at the traffic, but it was a good, nice, like mellow, awesome record to listen to. And I really dig Moondance. I mean, this is such a great song. I don't know if anybody can not hear this song and just be, for me, I get transported into a great spot. It's a happy place, this song. And this record, I mean, the whole record is just, this is a 10 out of 10 record in my book, by the way. Because when you start thinking about all the songs on this record, just every song seems classic. Like, I feel like every song from this record was a single at some point. I don't think it was, but I'd say a good part of it is. So anyway, just a little bit about Moondance. By the way, it only charted number 92 in the U.S. charts when it came out, which is crazy to me now. It was released in 1970, this record, by the way, Moondance. Seems crazy to me it was only 92. But for the time, I guess I got it.
I think I can see it, especially when we compare it to some of the success of his other, you know, songs. So, like, I can see it.
Yeah. So according to songfacts.com, it says Van Morrison comes up with songs many different ways. Sometimes a lyric or idea sparks a song, and other times it was a melody. Moondance started as a jazz saxophone instrumental, and Van played that original sax solo he wrote for the song. He told Rolling Stone magazine, "I used to play the sax number over and over again anytime I picked up my horn." So he said, the flute is a big part of this song. It's played by Colin Tilton, who replaced John Payne on the instrument for Moondance. The song also, by the way, I totally forgot about this. I love this movie, American Werewolf in London. Mm-hmm. This song plays actually in the sex scene in American Werewolf in London. And originally, John Landis asked Cat Stevens for permission to use Moon Shadow, which, by the way, that was another requested song for today's show, but was turned down. And it was also used in a 2002 episode of the TV series West Wing. And pianist and organist Jeff Labes recalled the recording of the track, said, "I remember Moondance itself was a big question mark. It was just so jazzy and didn't seem to belong to the pack. The first time I recorded, it came out really well, but Van thought there must be a catch. So we did it about a dozen times and ended up going back to the first take. He liked to sing live along to the track because Sinatra did that. He loved having a first take vocal. He was looking for that magic." So, isn't that amazing?
Sinatra, look at that.
Yeah, I love that. He's like all influenced by Frank and live vocal takes and all that. I mean, it just goes to show how talented Van Morrison is. Like, man, what a treasure to music. So anyway, where do I put Moondance? Moondance is a really good song. It's a really, I think I could deal with this for an eternity, by the way.
Could you really?
I think I could deal with Moondance for an eternity. I love this whole. Yes. I think I could deal with this whole record for an eternity. It's a good, solid record. I
agree. It's to your point. It's just laid back, very relaxed. It's just a good pondering.
Let me play a little bit of this. Just I don't know who's not heard this, but I mean right away.
I think like a lot of people are like me. They know they've heard of it, but they don't know it by name. You know, they might not know. Stars up in your eyes.
A fantabulous night to make romance. Need the cover of October skies.
Yet all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow.
Yet I'm trying. I love that.
Like all the jazzy stuff.
Of your heart strength that plays soft and low. Yet all the night's magic.
Great song,
seem
man.
To whisper and hush. Yet all the soft moonlight seems to shine. Your blush. Can I just have one more morning dance with you?
My love.
Can I just make some more romance with you?
You know, and just thinking about that really quick with the Frank Sinatra quote, I'm like, you know what? That's actually, you can actually hear a lot of that. I get that now.
Just on a different, I get it, but it also, like, you can see where there's the element, but yet he made it so his own as well.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I just, that crooner kind of feel, you know, like, like, I just want to look, like, the songs on this record are insane. Like, how many songs on this record are absolutely insane? Why? Oh, there it is. I'm, like, looking for, like, the albums thing. Like, it just...
When I hear it, it makes me think that it could have easily been in, like, Mad Men, which we all know I love Mad Men. Yeah. Gosh, I love this show, Mad Men. I need to watch it.
Oh, that show's great. Yeah, see, this is like, I don't like the web version here of Spotify. It's very not. But I mean, look at this. And It Stoned Me, Mood Dance, Crazy Love, Caravan, Into the Mystic. I mean, the whole side A, by the way, this was side A of the cassette. It's like boom, boom, boom. The whole first side A is just amazing. And then side B, also. I mean, this is a really, really solid album, guys. Go back and listen to this. I also recommend getting it on vinyl, too.
The cover is really fun.
Yeah, look at it. I mean, yeah, this is great. All right, so where do I rate it? I mean, listen, enough is enough. Let me get to my rating. Enough waffling. I give it a 5.0. I'm being super generous.
Oh my!
I'm giving Moon Dance a 5.0. I mean, I'm telling you, Amanda, I have a... I have an emotional attachment to this record. So.
I this has been too easy this week for me, you guys.
Like a total eclipse of the heart, I give it a 5.0 as I stare into the sun.
Chris is feeling this eclipse today.
It's Rex Manning Day. It's everything. I'm wired.
Hey, go into Rex Manning Day. Are you prepared to dive into that?
All right, let me talk about Rex. All right, so listen. I don't know. Anybody watching this right now or viewing live, do you guys know what Rex Manning Day is? It's just a funny thing. So there was a movie that came out. It was called Empire Records. It was released in 1995. And it really wasn't that good of a movie. However, because Rex Manning Day in the movie, the whole thing takes place in a record store, by the way. It stars Liv Tyler. So there's a lot of like well-known stars in it, like that became big. And it all takes place in a record store in Delaware. And it's just the course of this one day. And there's a lot of these things, and the store is closing, and the guy's trying to raise money and all that. But anyway, on the day, April 8th, which is in the movie, is Rex Manning Day. And Rex Manning Day is just basically this fictional, like, kind of washed up pop star who was, like, kind of big in, like, the 80s, I think it was. And he's coming to the record store to do an appearance. So everybody's freaking out that it's Rex Manning Day. So I do have a clip queued up from the film. Because it's actually like, yeah, Rex Manning Day from the movie.
Look at the puppy picture.
We'll see if it doesn't get flagged here.
We can't. Not on Rex Manning Day.
I highly recommend going out and watching. Yeah, Liv Tyler's character is obsessed with Rex Manning.
Oh, they're really going out.
Oh, it's Rex Manning Day. He's doing an in-store performance. Or an in-store record signing. Yeah. So it's become just this basically meme day for years now. Is Rex Manning Day. Yeah, so everybody's like lining up and getting ready. So it becomes a thing throughout the whole movie. So, So I don't want to keep going because we're gonna wind up getting dumping the stream. But he's got the song and there's a fictional song like Mia Moore, whatever. I forgot the name of the Steph. You're watching. What was the name of the Rex Manning song that was popular?
I love that she's able to tune in today.
I mean, the comments on this are great. This was my favorite movie as a child. Happy Rex Manning Day. Yeah, it's a don't leave the couch. You know, it's so funny. Like, everybody in the comments for this is Happy Rex Manning Day 2024. Happy Rex Manning Day. This is like.
That is so funny. I honestly feel like I've probably only heard it from you.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you.
I know of it, but I didn't really know what it was.
You are now going to see Rex Manning stuff everywhere today. Well, I mean, it's going to be overshadowed by the eclipse, but.
That's true. That's true. How dare the eclipse land today?
Yes.
Nerve. So that is good to know. And I hope everybody has a wonderful Rex Manning Day for those who observe it.
Yeah. For those that observe it. Because, it's basically a whole thing. Like, Renee Zellweger's in this movie. There's actually like a very very awkward storyline that happens between Liv Tyler and Rex Manning. It's a weird film, but it's fun. But the Rex Manning Day thing has become like this whole like basically a meme day. So
I love
it. Yeah, there's Say No, Mon Amour. Yeah, Say No More, Mon Amour. That was the song. His hit song.
His hit song.
Yeah.
Great. I love it.
Say No More, Mon Amour. It's great.
So what a day it is for Chris today.
Apocalypse Day. Eclipse Day.
All the things. No, all right.
Maybe Earthquake Aftershock Day.
I was so invested in that for you.
You were so invested in it.
I was like, what did it feel like?
You were like a journalist. You were like a journalist. It was great.
What do the aftershocks feel like?
Yeah.
You're like a truck driving by? I don't know. No. You humored me, and I am grateful.
Humored you.
All right. Your second song to me, moving on. I mean, how do we go from Rex Manning to this, but we'll try.
We're going to try.
It is No Sunlight Death by...
No, Death Cab.
Oh, Death Cab. Wait. No.
Death Cab for Cuties.
Oh, No Sunlight by Death Cab for Cuties.
Yes.
No Sunlight Death by Cab Cuties.
I love sometimes when you read band names. It's the great... And one of my favorite parts of this whole show is you reading band names.
Well, normally I put by, so there was no by. I just wrote the whole title of the name is No Sunlight Death Cab for Cuties. That's just the name now.
Yeah. Death Cab for Cuties. I let you add, you made it plural.
Well, you know, there we go. You know what? So this was interesting because I really enjoyed, I think of all the songs, the lyrics of this song and the meaning behind this song, which according to songbacks.com, where the lyrics and the meaning are just kind of the windows of possibility start going down as you get older. I mean, I think there's arguably there's no better time to start something than there is today. Do it today.
Yep.
But it cannot be argued the path to the success of it highly is, based upon age, I would think. In some things. At 70, yes. Could you start running marathons? Sure. But are you going to be able to compete with 20-year-olds? No.
No. But I got to say, I was just having a talk with this with my friend about, turning 50. So very, very introspective. But it's like, I don't know. It's like you feel like that, not that anything's guaranteed in life, but I don't know, for the whole first 50 years, you don't really think about it. And then you turn 50 and you're like, well, actually now I don't really feel like I have you start feeling like you don't know how much time you have left.
No.
And so I don't know. Now for me, I feel like, man, I really need to really kick things in overdrive and really spend every moment and think about how I'm spending my time because I really I really feel like the clock's ticking now. And I feel like that this song represents that, man. I do. I feel like the window of possibility starts to slowly close.
Yeah.
Because you're just getting up. It's the reality, right? It's the reality of just living life. But now that I'm an old man at 50.
No, but things change. I mean, your physical health changes and can control what opportunities you can take advantage of. Your mind can start changing. Just there's so many things like people's seasons of life change that bring new, you know, things to it. So I really connected to this song, and I did see something. This is really sad. I'm going to bring the whole show down, but here we go. Here we go. Buckle up, everyone. I read this, like, I don't know if I read it or saw a TikTok, because like most of my life is consumed from TikToks, but it was, you know, if you only see your parents, you know, like once a month and they're X age, that might mean you only get to see them like maybe 40 more times ever.
Hmm.
Or if you only see them for holidays, you might only, and that's four times a year, and they only live five more years, you might only see them 20 more times in their lifetime.
Thanks for bringing a show down.
I know, but you know, this is...
I know. It's the reality of things.
It is. So when I hear a song like that, there's just, when, you know, that window does start as you get older.
No, I 100%. I mean, it's a very, it is, it's the reality of the situation, right? And I do. I think about that stuff, and it is an interesting point to think about, like the time that you spend, that you have left with people. Yeah. Like, you gotta really make it meaningful. And I also like too that he said, you know, that the song itself, he said, you know, in that song, it's represented by the clouds coming in, and there's no more sunlight. Yeah. You know, and as a child, and I love this, as a child, you look up and you lay on your back and look at the sky, and anything was possible. And the older you get, the less that is true. And you know, not that the eclipse is, but I mean,
it's true,
but it's like, but the eclipse only, you know, eclipses like this only come around. And I think the next one's not for another 20 something years. I'm going to be around another 20 years. Like, so,
percent. Like, and
you
I
know, none it. Of us, I mean, so it's, you think about it, like, I don't know, like I'm going to see something. This may be the last time I see something like this in my lifetime. Maybe. I don't know. I don't want it to be, but
for sure.
That's the reality.
My parents, at their age, to have this one be in totality, they'll probably never see another one again like that in their lifetime. We may only see the show 2034. Okay. I mean, really, we're only live every Monday.
Right. We're only live every Monday for now.
That means there can only, for now, yeah.
For
there
now.
Only be X amount more shows.
Listen, if you guys want us live more, Patreon, everybody. Patreon and sponsors.
Oh, yes. And, you know, I think, Chris, I think you would agree with me, and those who have little ones probably will understand where I'm coming from. For so much of our life, we have done the countdown of, I only have 18 years with our kids. So that's where our focus was. And now that our babies are basically like those years that we had to do what we could do with them. Not that we don't have future memories with them.
Right.
But we're stuck now going, oh my gosh, it's not about them anymore again. It's about us. Like, what are we going to do with the time that we have left? So yeah, at 50, at 40, at 60, you know, you just... things are different. So,
or in your case, when, you know, 29, right?
Yeah. Do you know, I really felt good turning 40. I really did. I was like, yeah, but I'll be 43 in July. And I don't hate it, but that's almost 45, which is almost 50, which is almost dead. I'm kidding. People are living older. Chill out, everyone. We've got plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
Okay, so back to the song. Let's play a little bit before I give a rating. But I really related and connected to the lyrics. I feel like the sound was secondary to my enjoyment, but that's okay. But that's all right. That happens a lot. But the cloud thing really hit me when he said that, you know, because as a kid, I did look at clouds and I just saw them with such wonder.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, get out of the way. I need the sunlight.
I really like this song. I like Death Cab for Cutie. They've always been a favorite.
When I was young, lying in the grass,
I mean, I like that starts
off. I felt so safe, no warming bath of sunlight, the vast open sky could do no harm, like an embrace, vulnerable.
Yeah, so really great song. I love the feel of this song, and like while the lyrics are super introspective and very personal, like it's set against this like super poppy, like
agreed,
like Beatles-esque kind of like and it just is like this whole like it's like the lyrics are dark but like set against this like really up music, and it's like it works so well. And you know, and this is why I always loved about Death Cab for Cutie. I just, you know, I love that their lyrics are just, you can relate to so many of the songs that they write. And Ben Gibbard, he's the chief songwriter and singer on the, like, he just, I love his lyrics. I can really relate to so many of the things that he writes about and the way he just puts his songs together. So I really like this one.
I can feel, I agree, because his words with the music just almost don't match, but it's so good.
Yeah.
It almost, he could sing a song about the world ending to that tune and people would still be singing it like they were fine with it.
Right.
The world is ending today at noon. Like, and everybody would just be like, all right, well,
talk
about it.
might as well bop.
Might as well bop to it. If
I mean, what else are you going to do?
That's right. So I really like these lyrics. I did like the music a lot too, but the lyrics are what got me. And the cloud referencing just was so powerful. So, so powerful because when you get older, there's a lot of clouds sometimes. So where do I rate
this? There certainly are. So where do you rate this?
I'm giving this one a 4.5. I really like.
Wow, 4.5, right on.
4.5. So this is a good one. I would put this song on.
You would choose to listen to this one again.
Yes. I might not remember what it's called though, and I'd have to go to our playlist to.
Yeah, you'd have to go to our playlist and remember.
To be able to to play it, but yeah, I really like this for 4.5.
4.5. I accept your 4.5 records for Death Cab for Cutie's No Sunlight. Very good. All right. So before we move into our third songs, I do want to go all the way back up to the top because once again, as always, Dave Mattingly and Ian from Australia do leave song picks for us. So I want to make sure we get to those. So Dave Mattingly selected for my Eclipse Songs for Chris, Elwood Sundown, Simple Kid Staring at the Sun, and Spong Monkeys, We Like the Moon. The Moon.
The Moon. Ooh.
Spong Monkeys. I've never heard any of these songs, actually.
I
need to go listen to all these.
Every week.
Yeah. I love Dave brings it, man. I love it.
I know. Songs. I'm surprised every week. Why am I surprised every week?
I don't know why you're surprised every week. And he DMs us these songs, too, by the way. And I do try to listen to them as soon as I can. This time I'm a little behind. Dave. But you know what? I've got a long drive, so Dave, I'll be putting them on. I've got a nice 2.5-hour drive today. And then Dave's Eclipse Songs for Amanda, Fishbone Sunless Saturday, which I know that one. That's a good one. Len Steal My Sunshine. That's a classic. I almost put that one on, but I'm like, I know Amanda knows that song.
Yes.
Yeah. And Police Invisible Sun, which is another big pick. Mm-hmm. Another good pick. Mm-hmm. By the way, that Police record, Synchronicity, great record. Great last Police record. I can't tell you. I love Synchronicity. Very good record. Check it out. Go back and re-listen to that one. Mm-hmm. And he's got some bonus songs. Bill Withers, Ain't No Sunshine, Bonnie Love Tyler, you. Total Eclipse of the Heart, and Pink Floyd, all of Dark Side of the Moon.
Very good.
Yeah, I agree. All great of Dark Side of the Moon.
Great
yeah.
choices.
Yep. And then Ian's My Three, Ain't No Sunshine by Rock Melons featuring Denny Hines. Ain't No Sunshine by Martha and Denny Hines. Mother and Daughter. This is done by Crowded House.
Interesting. Okay. Actually,
I want to check out the Crowded House. I always like Crowded House. I always feel like that's a band that just like, I feel like they had some success here. I want to see if I can find that song real quick.
I always love how we reference, but anytime we say Ian, it's Ian from Australia. So that cracks me up that you put it on our Patreon list.
Yeah.
As Ian from Australia.
Ian from Australia. Ian I know.
From Australia. And Ian, I'm going to be honest, like my mind has this image of what you look like. And I don't really know what you look like.
Yeah, I mean, believe me, you don't want to be in Amanda's mind because you know what happens. So this is the song that you just picked.
So this is, which one?
This is Crowded House, Distant Sun, real quick. Just wanted to play a little bit of this because I don't think I heard this. I haven't heard this one.
I really like,
but I like Crowded House.
All the things you would change. I don't pretend to know what you want. When you come around and spend
always like Crowded House, man.
Time and again.
I'll have to dig into this.
No fire where I lit my spark. I am not afraid of the dark.
I like it.
I like it too. All right, I like this. I'll dig into that a little bit more, but I just wanted to play a quick sample of it.
Very good. Good recommendations.
Hey now, don't dream the eclipse is over. Not over yet.
Not yet. We got to make it through.
All right. Our third and final songs to each other, Amanda Sharp.
Yes.
Your final song to me is by the Man in Black himself.
How fitting. That's why I wore my black.
I mean, today. Truly, truly fitting. The Man in Black, I See a Darkness, Johnny Cash. Johnny Cash. I mean, you know, we've talked about Johnny Cash quite a bit on this show.
Yep. We all know Amanda loves him.
And we all know Amanda loves him. And, you know, I think Johnny Cash definitely was, still is an American treasure, even though he's not physically with us anymore.
God rest his soul.
God rest his soul. Tons of amazing music. And this came off of his album, America 3, Solitary Man. And this was produced by Rick Rubin, by the way. And so this was released in 2000. The song was originally written by American singer-songwriter Will Oldham, and he recorded it for the title track of his sixth album, the first of which he used Bonnie Prince Billy moniker. And then he also provided a background vocals for this version of the song as well, recorded by Johnny Cash. Oldham recalled Cash covering a song to Mojo magazine in October 2013. I'd actually heard about my song being on the album from a friend of mine who plays guitar with me. He said he talked to Rick Rubin, who said, "Oh yeah, Johnny Cash recorded I See Darkness." A couple weeks later, I met Rick and we arranged so I could meet Johnny Cash. And when I did, Johnny said, "I want to redo my vocals on that song. Why don't we work on it together?" He goes, "That was really exciting. We did it in the same day, worked together on I See Darkness. It was a situation we were both very comfortable with, which is working on music. We only spoke when we had something to say that the other person wanted to hear. So it was one of the few times that I actually felt like I was in the correct company. And it's not trying to give myself excessive grace." He would ask the questions about the song, a couple of grammatical questions he wanted to clear up. So just so everybody knows too, if nobody knows this part, but I mean, Johnny Cash recorded this final record. His health was not in good shape at all. He had actually been in hospital for pneumonia a bunch of times. The album contained the Man in Black's response to his illness. Mojo asked Oldham if he felt spooky that someone who was seriously ill was singing about darkness. He replied, "No, it didn't, because the song is about seeing darkness and asking for friendship and support. It seemed good he was singing the song at that time. It seemed like an essential statement." So I just, you know, when you listen to this record, it's so much like, I don't know, you know that Johnny Cash is like, he feels it, he knows it's coming, and he's like, I'm just, you know, as much like how David Bowie's final record too is like, it just sort of like, you know what, it's them like kind of processing and dealing with it, and like there it is, you know, and on these records, and this record is very introspective for sure, and it was very interesting that the collection of songs he did on this record in particular. But I don't know if everybody's familiar with this song. I certainly wasn't prior to you sending this to me, so this was actually a really, you know, like Johnny, it's through and through Johnny Cash.
A million percent.
I mean, what are you gonna say? You know, he has a great way of taking other people's music and just, I mean, look at like his version of Nine Inch Nails, Hurt. Yeah. I mean, the level of like somberness, darkness that he brings, his haunting quality, the things that he's able to do with his voice and his music, his style is absolutely unmatched in my eyes. So
every song's a story.
Every song is a story. And he's just got a way that like when he sings, you pay attention.
Yeah.
That's just it. Immediately grabs you like, oh, Johnny Cash, he's got something to say.
Yeah.
Let's listen.
So
let's take a listen to, if you guys have never heard this one before, which I actually, you know, like I said, prior to Amanda sharing with me, I had not. So let's listen to I See a Darkness by Johnny Cash. right away. You're in.
And I always just love the simplicity of the sound of his songs. He doesn't need a ton.
Nope. Minimalist production style.
Yep.
Well, you're my friend. And can you see many times we've been out drinking, many times we shared our thoughts, but did you ever ever notice the kind of thoughts I got? Well, you know I have a love for everyone I know. And you know I have a drive to live, I won't let go. But can you see it's opposition?
All right, I'm gonna pot it down once again, so we don't. I do want. I'm so drawn into the song. I'm getting sucked into it. But I'm like, once again, I don't want the stream to get stopped here. So,
for sure.
But listen, go listen to the whole song on our Spotify playlist, or you don't just buy the darn record, will you?
That's right.
It's a good record. Right. So anyway, listen, it's definitely a huge vibe song for sure. Like, I gotta really be in, like, I think I gotta go. If I'm gonna go for this one, I can see this making maybe the Sunday morning playlist, actually, because it is a nice, quiet song, and it is introspective and does have, like, you know, a good, yeah, very self-reflective, good message. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm gonna say I would choose to put it on, but not, like, it's not an everyday song.
You gotta be in the mood.
Gotta be in the mood. Gotta be in the right mood for this one. But great song. Great version of it. I can't give it a 5 in the sense of, once again, sure, fives are eternity playlist material. Correct. So it's not a total eclipse of the heart. Actually, I didn't give that a 5, though, right?
We got close, though.
No, I gave Moondance a five record, though. So it's not a Moondance. But it is a very good song. I like this. I actually need to hear the original version, so I didn't do that in time for the show. But I would feel comfortable giving this a solid 4.2.
Okay, I received that 4.2.
I would give this a 4.2 because it's Cash. He's the man in black. Guy was a legend. Listening back to this too, I love, like, and this is where I, like, you know, say what you want about Rick Rubin, but I feel like when a guy like Johnny Cash, he really brought it out really well. Like, you can hear Johnny Cash taking his breaths and things like that. Yeah. And once again, understanding that he was not well when he recorded this record. So you could just hear him, like, he's really trying to, like, do it. He's trying to bring it. He's trying to, like, really do the song justice. And you got to appreciate that, man. Mm-hmm. So I love hearing that, just very real. Like, they didn't take that stuff out. They didn't erase it. They didn't, like, you hear the man in the studio singing the song, like, everything. I like that. It's a nice document and good tribute to what Johnny Cash left us musically. So I give this song a 4.2. So wouldn't put it on in an everyday situation, but it's definitely going to make a playlist. Probably maybe the Sunday morning playlist. I think it might land there for me.
I think that would be a good place to put it. And I agree with everything you said. And, you know, the only thing I wish they would have did. So when he sang You Are My Sunshine, he has an excellent version of You Are My Sunshine.
Yes, I've heard that version. It's excellent. Great.
And if you listen to his recording of it after, he's like, wow, they were like, wow, that was really quick. And he's like, well, when my song is sung, when I feel like my song is sung, it's sung. Doesn't matter how short it is.
That's right.
And I think that would have been the best thing to put at the end of his last album, had they known that. I mean, there was probably suspicion that there would be a last album, but that would just be really, because, like, what an amazing closing of that, like, legacy.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
doesn't matter how long it is, it's sung. Like, that's boom. Right.
Yeah.
Mm. Boom.
Boom.
So I receive your 4.2. Thank you for that.
You are welcome. Dave Mattingly saying, Bonnie Prince Billy is from my town, and he runs into him every now and then.
Gosh darn it, Dave.
Wow.
Cooler every week.
Jeez, Dave. Yeah, he said, my favorite Cash cover is Soundgarden's Rusty Cage. Yep, I love his. I love their version of Rusty. His version of Rusty Cage. That's very cool. Yeah, very, very few artists have true musical charisma. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I love that. It's so true. It's true. He was there. A treasure, a unique treasure.
I saw the sun in Reno just to watch it hot.
So good.
Yeah. Great so lyric.
All right. So your final song.
Woo! Wrapping it up.
The final song of the show was one that we both had on our list. And we didn't look at Chris's list when I sent, like, I saw he sent me the songs, but I didn't really, like, look to see which ones they were. And so it is Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden. And I actually had that on my list too, but I instantly took it away. And, you know, I replaced it with Send the Sun.
Right. Which I'm glad you, because that
so
great
it was
song.
Meant to be.
It was meant to be. It was a great song.
I don't know who hasn't ever heard of Black Hole Song
which,
by Soundgarden.
I gotta be honest with you, Amanda. I really didn't know if you'd heard it or not. I just didn't. Listen.
Here, I'm judging people if they hadn't heard it and you thought I didn't hear it. Look at that.
Exactly. And Soundgarden. Like, I'm like, you know, I just didn't think. I didn't. Listen, there's some songs I think you've totally have heard in life and you haven't. And then same thing with me. You're like, I can't believe you haven't heard this song. Everybody's heard this song. So
this was, we all know that Amanda had a little bit of a grunge phase.
Her lost. Her lost. The lost years.
The lost years. And this came out during that period.
1994.
So, which this song obviously went into 95, 96. I mean, this stayed popular for a long
time.
It's
still popular.
I would argue it still is. Yes. Yeah, so this was when I hear, if I had to choose a song to like be the chapter placeholder of that period of my life, it would be this.
Really?
It really would.
Wow.
Yep,
guys, we're learning so much about Amanda today. On Eclipse Day.
I was hanging out with my sister a little bit with her friends who this was kind of the music that they listened to.
Okay.
So I have some memories of an Amanda that's gone. She's gone. She ain't never coming back. Grunge Amanda ain't coming back. Gone.
Grunge Amanda. I still need to see pictures from that era.
I have one picture to document it. For school pictures. I wore flannel.
You have it? You got to post that.
Right now, I have it somewhere.
Right, you have to post that picture.
My grandma had it. And when my grandma passed away, my aunt Janet gave me a stack of photos that like my grandma would have on the fridge and stuff. It was in there. And I'm like, why did I look like that?
I love it.
Grunge Amanda. Yeah, I wasn't like, let's be very clear. Grunge Amanda is basically like me, but with flannel on. It just says, but I felt really cool at the time.
You should. Flannel never goes out of style.
I think it's the type of flannel. Like, I love a flannel print, but I change, like, how I
wear. I like your plaid print earrings. It's very ska.
I should wear these next time we do the ska because those are always good episodes. So yes, very ska. So yes, so this is a song that really like bookmarks those years of my life.
Wow.
So for those who have not heard Black Hole Sun, let's play a little bit because I feel it.
I feel like this is a song you feel like everybody knows, but
for sure. And he said, I don't know who would know their names. I didn't write it down, but he said, if I write lyrics that
Chris
are black
Cornell.
And dark, thank you. It usually makes me feel better. And I think that's the whole point of why we love music so much. We hear something, it helps us work through stuff.
Yeah. I miss him, his voice.
In disguises, no one knows. Has the face. Lies the snake in the sun in my disgrace. Boiling heat, summer stench. Neath the black, the sky looks dead. Call my name through the cream and I'll hear you scream again.
Here comes Here comes.
Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain. Black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you come?
Yeah.
Stood a rain.
So
this will be my YouTube so left. I'll be like, this was the song that did it.
Yeah. So this song for me, let's see if I can leave it on in the background without getting dumped. Just because it's such a good song. So this song I always felt was so Beatles-esque to me. Mm. However, I didn't really, until I read the song facts thing, and then I go, wow, now I, and we listened to a little bit of Eclipse by Pink Floyd, yeah. Dark Side of the Moon, and Brain, and I was like, wow, it's actually Beatles, Pink Floyd. And I just, and rereading the song facts article that you and I both looked at, mm-hmm. He actually said, Chris Cornell said this. I'm going to turn this down a little bit more just so. So he said, Cornell reflected on the song's lyrical content to uncut. What's interesting to me is a combination of a black hole and a sun. He said, a black hole is a billion times larger than a sun. It's a void, a giant circle of nothing, and then you have the sun, the giver of all life. Mm-hmm. It was all this combination of bright and dark and a sense of hope and undying moodiness. I even liked the way the words looked written down, Chris Cornell added. I likened it to Syd Barrett era Pink Floyd, where there's a happy veneer over something dark. It's not something I could do on purpose, but occasionally it will happen by accident. And I go, wow, okay, so that even makes more sense to me, mm-hmm. that this is very like Pink Floyd-esque and, you know, maybe more of that than the Beatles. But I just, it has that like 60s psychedelic sound
it
for sure,
really
which I
does.
Love. Yeah.
It really does. And you know, there's two people in this world, as we say a lot, but there's either the black hole people that suck everything from you.
The black hole people.
Or the sunny people that give you life, give you good yes. things. Be sunny.
Be sunny. Make the choice. Be sunny.
That's right.
So where are you rating Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden?
So this is really tough for me because it goes down to, is it an eternity? Like, is it an eternity song? And I don't know that I would want to listen to this particular song for eternity forever, but it's close. So it's I'm going to put this right where we did Bonnie Raitt's song
right.
and give it a 4.9. I'm giving it a 4.9.
4.9. Really, the Bonnie really Raitt like song.
We're going to forever have that joke.
Oh my God. Yeah. I can't wait. And Bonnie Raitt on the mind. Okay, so 4.9 for Black Hole Sun by Soundgarden. Impressive.
Hey, thanks.
Impressive. Amanda's lost grunge phase. Love it.
When you guys see the picture, you literally will yeah. be like, oh, that was boring. We were expecting more.
At least it's documented. At least it's documented.
I will try and find the picture today.
All right.
And we can, you know what we'll do? We'll put it in mm-hmm. Patreon first.
Okay. Oh, Patreon members get to see the picture first.
That's fair.
This is like exclusive Amanda content.
You gotta pay. See, there's some you gotta, people who have OnlyFans. Now there's us with Patreon for pictures of Amanda.
Yeah.
If you want
a grunge person, Amanda as a grunge person. As if you're like the mole people or something like that.
I hope we don't lose Patreon members.
Well, I don't think we will. I think we'll be all right. All right. Well, this was fun. This was great. All right. So I didn't even do any of the math here.
Oh, I did.
Okay. So where are we? Where are we?
All right, Chris, you're at 12.6.
Okay.
And because I stacked the deck, no doubt, came to 13.4.
There you go. You are the winner of Song Swap Showdown.
Thank you.
You have won a lifetime supply of solar eclipse glasses.
Am I in the screen? I don't even know. I can't see. There we go.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I got to go like this to make sure. I'm like, a lifetime supply of solar eclipse glasses.
That we couldn't afford that. Yeah.
So Dave is saying, I've never been a Black Hole Sun fan. I've always found it pretty boring. It's a mid-twos for me.
So So, okay, Dave, I can see where I can respect where you're coming from. If I didn't have memories attached to it, I could see it being a very boring, like consistent blah song. But there is that feeling that I remember enjoying listening to it and being part of something that I just wasn't.
Yep.
So I get it. I get it, Dave. I hear you.
She hears you. So, all right. So it's that point.
It's that time.
Time in the show. Where are we?
Spin the wheel of show thing.
All right, everybody. Time to spin the wheel.
The wheel
of show themes. And by the way, we are also in the process, by the way, because what we're going to wind up probably, we had this on our Patreon account. So for Patreon members, you guys get the vote. We were actually looking at our top most downloaded episodes of the show. And so we think it's fine time. We maybe do some sequels of those. So we put that into Patreon for you guys to let us know which ones you think we should do. I know Dave's already voted. I believe Ian may have voted already. But yeah, if you are a Patreon member, please vote on that, because we are going to do some sequels to some of our most listened to shows. I think it's high time. The choices are
interesting.
Especially that funeral one. Now that one, yeah. I think that one might be the top right now.
Let's talk about death.
Yes, let's talk about death. So, but for now, until we get that sorted out, we are going to spin the wheel to determine next week's show theme. So here we go.
Let's go, wheel.
Spinning the wheel.
Man.
What do we got this week? Next week?
I was getting a little nervous.
Songs. Why do we always have Tina's pick?
Tina's ideas must be 90% of the wheels.
Yeah.
So send us your ideas, everyone. Tina, I've never been high in my life. What do I do?
You could just be high on life.
High on life? Okay.
Yeah. Sugar high? You've been on sugar highs, right?
Never
anything high. Just how about just high on life? High on endorphins.
Okay. High on endorphins.
Okay. Because, I mean, you could be high in many ways.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
For anybody that's not, you know, doesn't, for all our straight edge friends out there or partakers, but you can be high, sugar highs, high on life, you know, endorphins, all that. So just, you know, let's open it up. I know where I'm going, but, you know, I know what lane I'm in, but.
Dave says, so next week, all Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd, Radiohead.
So this next show, you guys, are going to be why the show works. It's going to be another example of how different Chris and I are in so many things. Our song choices are so different in so many things. It's how it works. And you know what, Chris? I think today is a special day.
Yes.
For us.
It is a special day for us.
It is, I believe, our anniversary of the very first recording we ever have done together. And this was years ago. And so it's how it all started with your Rocket Growth podcast.
Yep.
Which everyone take a listen to, not just the episode that I'm featured on.
Well,
I mean,
but they're
So yes, I think today to the date is the day that went live, that we did magic together. And then I was like, hey, that felt really good. I'm gonna make you do a show with me. And
that was the spark. Yeah, and that's literally how it was. I'm gonna make you do a show with me, and she did, and here we are.
Sounds very similar to the story about how Marcus was made to marry me. Do you see a trend here?
You see the pattern? Amanda gets what she wants.
I like to think that.
Yeah. Very focused and determined.
That's right. So happy anniversary. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, happy anniversary, Amanda Sharp. And by the way, I want to say the first time Amanda and Sharp and I actually met in person was October of last year at a weed conference.
Which, again, for someone who doesn't do any weed, I'm not saying people can't do it. I just would love it too much.
At a cannabis conference. That's where Amanda and I met. We didn't actually, I was at the, but we hung out.
There's so much It's just an amazing thing that our paths aligned, and here we are.
Ian, I'm always on a high watching the show.
Ian, that's so kind of you.
Thank you.
Again, Ian throwing out facts.
Yeah. Oh, and happy anniversary, Dave. That's great. Yesterday was a 3-month anniversary for me and my darling bride. Well, happy anniversary, buddy. You guys are great.
I love your love story.
I hope that's not why there's an eclipse today. It might be.
Think if we were controlling things here.
Yeah. All right, everybody. So listen, thank you all for watching today. Make sure you don't stare at the sun without your glasses on.
That's right.
get your glasses, probably free from any library, too. If you don't have your pair, get them.
Yeah, at this point, they're probably giving them away. More than one per family.
Not wise. Your sunglasses will not protect you, and your cell phone will not work. Believe me. I actually got a screen that you put on in front of your cell phone so you can film it if you want.
So, okay.
It's basically this. I mean, and then you just put it in front of a lens. You just put it in front. It's this. You just put it in a lens. Safe.
So we should, is that a new merch idea?
I think so. Don't stare at Amanda without special glasses.
Dave, those glasses black me out. You wouldn't even be able to see me at that point. Dave, you're great.
Oh my God, amazing. Well, you guys have been awesome today. Thank you all so much for hanging out with us. As usual, we're so happy to be back from our little break here. And we will see you all next week for a theme about songs to listen to when
everybody when get high.
That's great. When you're high. So, all right, everyone. Thank you guys so much. We will see you next week for another episode of Song Swap Showdown.
Hi, everyone.
Where's the thing? There it is.